A teacher can make an extraordinary difference in our lives, as the poet Lola Haskins reminds us.
Mrs. Robinson was my sixth grade teacher. She was a tall, raw-boned woman who called herself not Martha Robinson. In fact, I didn't know her first name until I was long adult, but Mrs. Barnett Robinson, in memory of her husband who had been shot down over Germany in 1944. She was the sort of teacher who would say, "You can, but you may not," when we asked if we could go to the bathroom. But it wasn't Mrs. Robinson's penchant for correct speech that won me to her forever. What did that was two things. The first was that, whereas until now I'd been almost entirely invisible to teachers, she saw me. She truly saw me. And the second was that she made it clear that she loved poetry not because she thought it might win her something or make her famous, but for her life. In Mrs. Robinson's class, and this was a public school, we studied one poem, one painting, and one piece of classical music every week. She'd chosen the poems, she told me years later, by asking her friends what their favorite poems were. But she might as well have used a little book published in the 1930s called 101 Famous Poems, because most of them were in it. I found that book only when I grew up, but my friend Rufus, whose father was a stonemaster in Gloucester, Mass., used to memorize poems from it with her mother while the two of them folded laundry. And to this day, Rufus can still come up with If, or Abu Ben Adam, or Invictus, all of which figured in Mrs. Robinson's class. Mrs. Robinson's whole thrust was appreciation. She used to read us poems as if she could taste them, but she didn't regularly make us memorize. Our end-of-the-year program, though, was to be a recital. Which poem we did, she left to us. Most people went short. Ozymandias at 14 lines was about average. But I was in such romantic love with poetry that I memorized The Highwayman. And if it weren't for copyright restrictions, I'd do it for you right now, because I still know every single word. In fact, when my plane hits turbulence, I recite it to myself, and it keeps me from being afraid. In this National Poetry Month, I'd like to put my word in for every poetry teacher out there who's made children's eyes shine, and especially for the gift you've given me, which is greater than any gift I can imagine. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.